We quit our job.
All these pastors are going to be like, what are you talking about on that podcast?
Our entire communications department is gone.
What happened?
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, church communicator, it's time to talk. Let's continue talking about the five dysfunctions of a team.
The number three dysfunction of a team is lack of commitment. When a team's become a conflict avoidant, I would say, right? The fear of failure develops, right? All of that is there. These teams have difficulty making decisions and they start second guessing themselves. And a part of that second guessing becomes this, you know, basically this lack of commitment. Have you guys experienced for yourself where you got to that place in a workplace where you went, yep, I'm ready to clock in and clock out?
Yeah, 100%. I think so. Yeah. Because sometimes, and it is like to protect yourself. You're like, sometimes the job just needs to be a job.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I will say, like, that's not always at that, like, it's not saying like you're at fault, because sometimes maybe it's just not the right space for you then. Like, then there needs to be conversations of like, is this the right place for you right now? I'm not telling anyone to quit their jobs, but don't quit your job.
We get a bunch of letters. We quit our jobs.
Don't do that. I don't want to. Don't do that. I'm so sorry. All these pastors are going to be like, what are you talking about on that podcast? It's totally cool.
Our entire communications department is gone.
What happened?
You're not allowed to steal it. To
quit. Oh, gosh. What are we doing? Don't quit your jobs. But like, if it is a good conversation, I think to know, like, are you happy where you are right now? And what changes do you need to make? Whether, you know, if God is calling you to be in this space, then like, then there needs to be some like heart issues on your own end to figure out like how to stay there. If the calling is changing, then I think that's a conversation too. But long story short, yeah, I've been there.
100% agree. I think for me personally, when I start to feel, going back to lack of trust, when I start to feel micromanaged or controlled, I'm like, like you said, Kim, the vision, like the lack of allegiance starts to come in, right? Because I have no, like, I'm confused by the vision. I'm confused what's happening. If I'm not being trusted, this is going to lead to me. I don't care. If you don't trust me, you lost me. You know what I mean? Mentally. And I think that is so detrimental, the right word, like, to our organizations. Cause like the lack of commitment comes from lack of trust. And so I feel like you end up losing employees. Right. And coming, like, I love what you said, Tika. It's like, don't quit your job. Like, we're not saying quit your job. You know, but analyzing like the timeline, like, am I supposed to be here or do I need to have a conversation to realign with what the vision is? Because I'm losing it right now.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if that lack of commitment, so we talked before about this is building up, right? It starts at trust. Then we've got that conflict. Well, now we've got no trust, or like the lack of trust. The conflict is not happening in a healthy or unhealthy way. It's just not happening. I don't feel like I can voice myself or stick up for myself or any of that. Right. And so what happens then? We start to shut down. And yeah, I think we all have probably experienced this or are experiencing this currently in some way. And part of that is exactly that, like asking that first question, is this because of this? Is it because, you know, I think it's so easy for leadership to become like, to put emotional, even with mostly with women, to be like, oh, you're emotionally responding to this. And no, if it starts at a level of like, I actually don't even trust what's being said, I don't feel like I am trusted. And then like, okay, now there's this lack of conflict. I went to my leadership and my leadership was like, let's just play it out. Let's just see what happens. Like, okay, something's missing there. Now I'm going, should I even be here? And so, yes, you have to ask that question of yourself. You have to go, is this where God wants me to be right now in my life? Like, and if so, if you feel like God is saying yes, then you need to look below and you need to go, I need to figure out I need to have these conflict. I need to lean into conflict. And I need to figure out, again, we're not going to be besties, but if there's ways to build the trust, my trust for or their trust for. Mm-hmm. And you have to start working on that kind of stuff. So
I feel like commitment too. I mean, like, let's just take it in context of relationship, right? Like say a marriage or something long-term, something you're committed to. There it's two sides to it, right? Like maybe you're more of an emotionally driven person. You need to care about it and you need to be cared for about it. You're not going to commit to something that you don't care about and feel like you're being cared for in return.
Yes.
Like that's just typically on an emotional level. But on a logical level, say maybe you're more of a problem-solving type thinker. That's kind of where I land. I'm not going to commit to something that doesn't make sense to me. Mm. If it doesn't make sense, I'm not in. So if you're being confusing, if there's like lack of communication, miscommunication, I don't know who's doing what on this team, whatever, I can't commit to that. Like I can't commit to confusion. So like, I think you can talk to both sides because I think different people think differently. Some people think more of like an engineer, problem solver. Other people are going to be a little bit more emotionally driven. So you kind of have to like lean into which one are you? Which one are the people on your team and how do you lean into those things?
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.